Pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 252, The Duration of Miracles. Many religionists today claim that God is working miracles through them in our time. With the rise and spread in recent years of the charismatic and neo-Pentecostal movements, especially the miracles of healing, prophesying, and tongue speaking are getting a real workout. At least such is claimed. Does the Bible say anything to the phenomena of modern-day miracles? Does it give any indication at all of their duration, how long they would last, or when God would withdraw His miraculous power from earth? It certainly does, especially in two passages, 1 Corinthians 13, 8-12, and Ephesians 4, 7-16. If these two passages are looked at together, side by side, they help to explain each other. First, 1 Corinthians 13:8 indicates the time would come when the miraculous gifts would cease. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Paul says the miraculous gifts were temporary, and they consisted of partial knowledge and partial prophecy, and so on. In verse 9, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part." He then contrasts this partial knowledge with that which is perfect, verse 10. "But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part, the miraculous gifts, will be done away." What, though, is that which is perfect? Well, perfect can mean complete, and seems to carry that meaning there, being contrasted as it is with that which is in part, the miracles and the knowledge they brought. When we look at Ephesians 4, the truth comes clear. Ephesians 4:8 speaks of Christ when He ascended back to heaven, giving gifts unto men. And that refers to the miraculous gifts under consideration. Ephesians 4:12 then gives the purpose for these gifts. For the perfecting, there's that same word again, the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Until when? Until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or complete man. There is the perfect that is to come of 1 Corinthians 13:10, perfect or complete knowledge. The miracles were to last only until God's revelation was completely delivered to man. Paul then uses a personal illustration in 1 Corinthians 13:11, comparing himself with a newly established church. "When I was a child, as the infant church, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, as the church with the miraculous gifts. But when I became a man, as the mature church, I put away childish things, the miraculous gifts." Much the same illustration is used at Ephesians 4:14. The miraculous gifts were to bring the church to the point that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, verse 15, but speaking truth in love, may grow up unto Him in all things. A second illustration is used in 1 Corinthians 13:12. "For now we see through a glass darkly with the miracles, but then face to face in the days of the completed revelation." Then Paul says plainly in the rest of verse 12, "Now I know in part, in that age of miracles, the partial revelation, but then, with the complete revelation of God, shall I know, even as also I am known." Someone has likened the miraculous gifts of the New Testament to a scaffolding on a building. Very necessary while the building, in our case the church, is under construction, but once that building is finished, completed, the scaffolding is removed. The application is clear. Once the church was well established, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20, then the scaffolding of miraculous gifts was removed by God, so the church could shine forth in all its glory and beauty. We live in a better age than the age of miracles. We have that which the miracles produced, the completed revelation of God, the New Testament. Let's appreciate it, and not be longing for an inferior time by desiring miracles today.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.